Hello, welcome to Binary Jazz, sponsored by Got It, your favorite grocery delivery something.
Got it.
Got it.
We need, yeah, like everyone knows that old commercial for Got It.
Yeah. It's kind of how it goes around here. We have a topic. For the moment, the topic was introductions. We got completely sidetracked, and that's just par for the course. We're also avid golfers.
What?
BinaryJazz.us. Speak for yourself, Chris. Alice and I hit the links, as it were, on the regular. Yeah. And I don't mean sausage. We're also on Twitter. Find us there. If you found us here, you found us on a podcast client thing. Glad you joined us. Show format, it's a topic. We talk about it. Ideas, Chris and I have no idea. Oh, I should introduce people. Yeah. Well, Chris is that person. Allison's the other person. And I'm Gary.
Hi.
I don't know if this is my worst intro, but it's certainly not my best. It's some awful ones. At least this one isn't like me throwing the gas pedal and crashing into a brick wall, as I've started other times. So. I think maybe I'm a little slow.
We're just letting you spiral.
Yeah, that's fine. I had leftover corn on the cob and green beans and risotto and potatoes and onions. So it was too big of a lunch. I mean, granted, it was like 2 hours ago, but still, I'm a little lethargic after my lunch, and it's unseasonably warm today. So I'm literally the snail from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, why not? Oh, I do have some news on my framing front, though. Yesterday, it's not a lot of news, but it's some news. I completely forgot about it until yesterday. I was out and I passed a car that had a magnet on the side. And they are local and do framing. And I took a picture. As far as I've gotten, but slowly, we're getting
baby steps.
So I'm going to, at the end of work today, I'm going to pull out my little IKEA tape measure and measure my poster and measure the breaker box behind it and send a message to them and say, hey, make something cool happen. That's it.
Excellent. Great.
Yeah. I know everyone's kind of waiting for that. That's
for sure. Yeah.
Gary's
I didn't have any big goals from the last podcast, but I'm sure I've achieved something in the interim period.
I think it's fair that we never leave podcasts with goals. So the one time we did, I felt the need to report on it. And the report is generally like, you know, my school report, like, I'm making progress.
I collected a number of stupid things to bring to Binary Jazz.
What number is it?
Number of things.
I don't know. A bunch.
Yeah.
It's you know, not an exhaustive list.
Boy. If numerology isn't your thing, you should try having a four-year-old in the house after they just turned four from three. Everything's about numerology right now. There were three of that thing. Now there's a pile of four of that thing. There's a pile of five. That'll be the next number that I am. All right.
I have stupid questions on Quora. And then I found after our last episode, I bookmarked a bunch of stupid WikiHow articles. And then I also have an article that is about the death of Yahoo Answers, because I guess while I wasn't looking, because I wasn't paying attention to Yahoo Answers became sort of a meme in the stupid questions that people asked. And I don't know if people were asking these questions because they legitimately were hoping to get those answers on Yahoo Answers, or if people were asking these questions because they wanted to troll like the internet as a whole. Either way, it's entertaining. So we'll have some possibly post topic reveal content that I can bring.
Okay.
Well, like I say every week, I think you'll know this topic.
Good. Excellent.
I think you need to lower our expectation, your expectations of us.
Yeah.
Aren't you, don't you feel some sort of reassurement that I think you know them? Like, that I think it's well, a pocket sort of information something. That you're familiar with?
I do. But also then I'm a little disappointed in myself when you announce a topic and I'm like, got nothing.
We watched Ocean's 11 last night.
Misrepresented myself at some
That's
point.
That's so weird. We've been on a real Ocean's binge. We just watched Ocean's 12.
Yeah, well, like, we watched Ocean's 8 a while ago with the kids. And so last-
How many of these are there?
A lot.
There's a lot.
So I watched, so I wanted to watch Ocean's 11 to sort of like-
I've not started. Seen any of them.
And the, Aaron and I were talking about it afterwards and the female love interest who is attracted to male main, whoever male character that is like on top, like successful trope. She was like, I understand that character. I don't understand why you would want to be with that character. And my hypothesis was that it's like, it's a validation thing. That you would want to, you would seek out a person who only goes out with the successful person because that then reflects back onto you that you are that successful person. So by Allison assuming that we know the topics that she brings to us, it is reflecting on us that she believes us to be that best version of ourselves that we probably will fail to be.
Or you'll step up and hit a home run. Like, who knows?
Well, then we'll just be meeting expectations, though, really.
That's honestly what I strive for these days, Chris.
Meeting expectations. I think that's all anybody...
Lowered expectations.
Yes. I had a customer that would say it to me constantly on the phone. We would, like, I would talk to him about, you know, well, I wish we'd done dot, dot, dot. And he's like, I really think you'd be happier if you just lowered your expectations. And he was sincere. And I mean, he's still working there and is happy. And I've changed jobs like 27 times since then. So maybe he's onto something. Maybe I'm just.
What's your topic today, Allison?
The topic today is Papa.
I used to call my grandpa.
and the answer is not Gary's grandfather.
Is it P-A-W-P-A-W? Is it P-A-U-P-A-U? Is this like...
It's okay, so there's multiple spellings, but I'm going to go with the one that I saw first, which is P-A-W-P-A-W.
And is it hyphenated?
No.
Oh. So I had any idea.
I guess depending, you could throw a hyphen in there.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
Could be I was going to say, besides being Gary's grandfather.
Yeah, Raymond T. Wilk, Tyler, middle name. It's where my middle name comes from. Yep. And my son's first name.
We love just love everybody.
Are we going to get a C&D for that, Sam?
Hopefully not.
Yeah. Try and make us cease and desist. Well, I guess eventually we will cease and desist.
Besides being Gary's grandfather, Papa is a game that you play with cats. Paw, 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 paw.
No, it is a game, though. It's an outdoor game. It's like the replacement for lawn darts, but instead of using like darts, it's like the blunt end, so nobody gets stabbed when they're playing. Filled with sacks of beans at the end.
I want to go to a barbecue at your house.
All right.
The games must be very either more intense or less intense. I'm not sure.
Well, lawn darts was like a thing in the 70s, 80s, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they were like, apparently in like a rare moment of unity, lawmakers all over the U.S. decided that was like an unsafe thing after people were, you know, taking lawn darts to the brain and whatnot. And so, yeah, that's not a thing anymore. I guess it is like garage sales.
I mean, we have lawn darts, but they're like.
They're blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because blunt force trauma to the head sounds a lot better. I don't know. What? Yeah, now that I think about it, what did this solve?
You could really throw anything at someone's head.
That's
like
true.
Probably a big ball bean. Or you know, like it's a bean bag at the end with like, you know, feathers on it. It was big bean pushing behind it. Like, we have to outlaw these things. We can sell more beans. Big bean.
The fact that Papa.
I love that, actually. That's the best thing I've said here today.
Can be spelled different ways.
Yeah.
Tells me it's possibly of Asian origin, because when you westernize Asian words, then you often just spell them however it sounds.
I think you're overthinking it, Chris. Like, it's my grandpa, but literally, like, it's broader. It's just
grandpas and grandfathers
family,
in general.
Yeah, a family term for, like, a parental unit.
I think if that was the case, Allison would have told us.
Well, I will.
I think she's.
I will tell you that it has more than one name, but this is what people call it. So it's kind of like Gary's grandpa in that regard.
We had lots of names for him. Yeah, yeah. And he didn't. He cucumbers gave him heartburn, but he loved pickles. So he would. Whenever we'd have dinner, he would get a pickle and be like, oh, "I'm gonna regret this later." Who knows if it was probably all the martinis. It had nothing to do with the cucumbers, but whatever, you know.
My grandfather was Pop, not Papa. And the reason why he was Pop was because of daytime television. Because I would watch Nickelodeon during the day. And during the day on Nickelodeon, they played all of the really old, like 50s era sitcoms, which then became TV Land when they that separate spinoff channel. So before TV Land, they played that stuff on Nickelodeon. And because it was Nickelodeon, that was all I watched. And I think, I don't remember what show it was. It could have been My Three Sons. It could have been Leave It to Beaver. I don't remember. But there was some joke where there's a dad and his daughter, and a boy comes in who wants to date his daughter. And he comes in, and I didn't obviously get the joke at the time. But the boy comes in and introduces himself to the dad, who's obviously upset because it's the 50s and it's dating and it's my daughter and the shotgun and whatever. And he's like, "Hiya, Pops!" And ever since "Hiya, Pops," in whatever that show was, my grandfather was Pop.
I have a picture. I don't know if I have a picture anymore. At some point I had a picture. I think I was a junior, and when it was going to homecoming, maybe taking some girl to homecoming, and I had to go meet her father. So there's a picture of me sitting next to her and her father standing behind me holding a baseball bat. Like, what the hell? Fucking weird, man.
My godfather with his daughters would ask to see their driver's license and then make a photocopy of it in front of them, then hand it back and just be like, "Have a great night."
Wow.
I was like, wow, that's a power move.
It really is. I don't know. Like, part of me like is like, yeah, let's do that. And part of me is like, that's so gross. But also, it's kind of funny. Like, I wouldn't want to. It wouldn't be like serious. It would be like, I just want to do this to be like to troll the kid that's going to be dating my daughter.
I had a grandpa, and then I had Pops on the other side of the family.
I had a Papa or Paws. On occasion.
Pause. Sure.
And Steamboat.
Oh, what?
I need to know more about Steamboat.
Yeah. He got the name from, so on that side of the family, I am the third oldest. There are two older than me. And so the oldest grandchild in that family, Tom, who like is kind of like left the family and been not in contact for years now. At some point his family was living with, before the name Steamboat. And so Steamboat liked to, sail. And so he had built a sailboat with my dad and one of my uncles when they were, you know, like middle school, high school age, and maybe even a little bit older than that. And they goofed around and went and, like, you know, did like small, like, sailing races. But Tom didn't understand, you know, in his mind from these books, the kids' books, he was, you know, 4 or 5. So he became Steamboat because that was what he went and played with on the weekends, with a steamboat. In fact, it was a sailboat, but Steamboat stuck, and all the grandkids called him that until he passed in February 2020.
Nice. Yeah. Gosh, that is not what Papa is, obviously, because again,
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Allison would have told us if Papa was just a nickname for grandfathers.
Yeah, just grandfather stuff, you know.
What am I forgetting?
One of Robin's grandpas was Pom Pom, which I also like.
That's funny, especially since, so I've been playing a lot of Magic the Gathering Arena. There's a new set called Kamigawa Neon Dynasty. And within the story of Kamigawa Neon Dynasty, there is a little robot, I want to say raccoon, whose name is Pom Pom. Pom Pom? Or Pom or Pom Pom. One of those.
Yeah. Wait, Chris, we're going about this wrong.
Yes, we are.
If Allison held like a meeting in the hallway, who would have been there?
Robin.
So
it's obviously something Asian.
Oh shit, you're right. You're way ahead of me.
I know. That's what I said.
It's obviously something that's on Robin's mind and something that's he's currently fixated on, but I don't.
If it was just
spring, it's a flower.
If it was just
speaking of flowers, oh my goodness, y'all. So much is popping here. So much.
If it was just PA, then yeah, it would be an acronym for something. But PA, that's different. Maybe PA. I know. PA, so you know how police in the United States are sometimes referred to as popos? PA is what police in Canada refer to.
Do you remember we briefly had a conversation about how
it's the pawpaws.
This cat pumpkin, I should call him Gordo.
Yeah.
So I think I shared that I've like created like a vibrant backstory for him. He's actually from Toronto.
Yes. I believe it.
Okay. Yeah, Gordo. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. We had the Paralympics on last night, and Katie made the comment that he must be cheering for the Canadian team because Canadian, and I'm like, yes, find this weird backstory for this cat.
And his last name is Hal.
I saw the coolest interview with some Paralympians, and one person wasn't completely blind, but legally blind, let's say, and then the other person's in her earpiece basically as she's alpine skiing telling her where to go essentially.
Oh man.
She's like, and she gets up to like, I don't remember the speed she said, but it was quite high, and I was just like, I don't know all the sports that are involved, but I didn't know that was one of them. And I was just like, that's, and then they have this amazing communication system because obviously it's like split second is needed. You can't just be like, hey, maybe hang a left in the next 5 seconds or something. And so it was really interesting, like the bondedness of the pair. And I thought that was quite cool.
Those are the real athletes.
And yeah, and I was like, I can't ski like that anyway. So yeah,
I can't ski anyway. So
yeah. That's horrifying. I think about like how fast people are plummeting down the hill, and then to also like introduce that lag between what you hear and how quickly your body can respond. Like, you know, it's not like you can plan ahead. Like at some point you're just like left, no more left. Seriously, left, hard. Like, yeah. Oh my God, please turn left. Like,
please turn left.
Yeah, I wouldn't be very good at that, it turns out.
I wouldn't be good at either side of that. I wouldn't be a good communicator, and I wouldn't be a good receiver.
Should they, are they wearing like GoPros or something, like so that the other person can see what they're seeing, or like are they watching from just monitors?
Drone.
Yeah.
A drone. Yeah. No harness either. They're just holding on to it with one arm. That's what makes it extreme.
They're just trailing behind in like a sled.
Yeah. Oh God.
No, I believe they have them on monitors with like a bunch of camera angles and stuff.
Who can you imagine the first person that was like, look, I know that like I have some vision problems, but I want you to guide me down this slope. Their friend is like, no, I don't think so. Like, no, trust me, it's gonna be fine.
I don't know anyone I would trust enough to be able to do that.
I'm going to start with like my physical ability to see. Yeah. Like that's the number one disqualifier. But secondarily, yes. Like I know many people that could have that kind of focus, but I don't know that I would trust them to not be a human being. And like, right, I left.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you're left.
The other left. Although I bet that skier probably doesn't do this move. Oh God, that's terrible. I wasn't thinking about the visual impairment. I was like, do you ever do that still? Like look at your hands, like left and right? No.
I just think about which one I write with and then figure it out from there. So yeah, I do it silently.
I don't know that I ever did the right left thing like that. I don't know that I ever had a hard time remembering which hand was right and which hand was left. I mean, surely when I was too young to know what right and left was, I probably had trouble with it, but I don't know that I ever did the raising hands above face in the shape of an L.
I think where I struggle is in the old timey world of maps, where like the map doesn't rotate with the direction you're pointing. You know, you're looking at a map and you're actually going south and you're like, that's a right. And I feel like then I have to make the shape with my hands just to confirm. Mm-hmm. It's like when you like solve like a math equation and you double check your work by replacing X with the value you came up with. And you're like, yeah, that does work. It actually is 7 or whatever. This is thrilling. Thrilling content. This is like the alley in Gary's brain. It's like, I'm taking the trash out from here in a while. That dumpster's a little overflowing. Doesn't smell though. It's fine.
Papa.
It's a fruit. It's a fruit. I'm really hoping.
I liked where you were going.
I'm hankering for fruit now.
I liked where you were going with it. It was a flower or something that is blooming because it's spring. Mm. I still think it's something of Asian origin. So maybe it's I don't think it is.
I think it's some sort of flower off to me.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it can be spelled differently.
Maybe it's a food. It is a food. It's like a pudding.
I think it's a pudding.
It might be time for my grand reveal.
Wait, let me finish this. It's a pudding made from fruit and flowers. So it could be like a lemon orchid pudding. Doesn't that sound good? Wouldn't you eat that right now?
I would watch someone else eat it.
Yeah.
Well, it might be me. It sounds really good to me. Or even like banana.
A banana pawpaw.
I just want pudding, it turns out.
I think that we really honed in on what craving you have.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. I think it's a big reveal.
Let's do the reveal, I guess.
The reveal is that it is a fruit.
Oh, hell yes.
And
it's another word for...
It has a pulpy pudding-like consistency.
Oh, no. Gary is right on two counts.
What are some other names for it?
Well, the Latin name is Asimina triloba, but it's also known as the American pawpaw or a custard apple, cherimoya, which is one that I've heard, sweet sop.
Oh, yeah.
It's all in that same family. So sometimes people group it in with the other ones.
Huh. Well, I'm going to freak some people out of the local food line.
It's the largest edible fruit that's indigenous to the United States.
Wow. Wow. Flavor comparisons?
They are like kind of a, if you look up pictures, there's kind of like a custardy mishmash inside, and they taste somewhere banana, mango, pineapple.
Oh. Wow. This might be the first time we finish a call and I have to go find the thing immediately.
They're native to the Eastern United States and Canada. But also they can be, why this is relevant is that we are doing our garden.
Mm-hmm. See?
And we can grow them here, we've discovered. And so we were like, that would be really cool to have a tree that has pawpaws on it. Anyway,
so the only pawpaw tree in all of Ladysmith.
Yeah, I think
it is worth throwing the disclaimer. Please do not hang your grandparents from a tree.
True.
Fascinating. On the stupid things for binary.
Seems like you're underselling it, Chris.
I
it's only because you're hungry, Gary.
Yeah,
and more so now.
Stupid things for binary jazz. Yahoo Answers is dead, but there are stupid things that live on in its legacy, including the question that was asked by Anonymous. What did my dad just say to me?
Get off the internet.
The further text is, I was listening to my iPod and I couldn't hear him.
Turn that damn shit off.
So iPod, this was in the dial-up days.
It was 5 years ago. It says 5 years ago, which I assume that it means iPod? 5 years before it went offline, but this screenshot could have been taken, anytime.
Oh.
So this is, here's a question for our resident Canadian. And again, remember, we are an advice show and we are answering real questions by real people and giving them the answers that they require. So this question comes from somebody who is presumably not Canadian to our resident Canadian. The question is asked by Ethan six years ago.
Classic Ethan.
If you die in Canada, do you die in real life?
I actually would be interested in the answer to this one too.
I can't speak from personal experience, but anecdotally, I believe yes.
That's a strong answer. Studies say.
Studies point to yes.
I was almost mad at this segment, Chris, but that was solid.
This is from a decade ago.
But you don't know when the screenshot was. So it could have been a decade ago, like 8 years ago.
Right, yes. It could have been, awesome. But probably not.
Why bother with timestamps then?
I don't think it doesn't show.
This is from the past.
Yeah.
No kidding.
More than a decade ago.
Okay.
My stupid cup holder. My stupid computer cup holder. Angry face. Help ASAP. They say, this is from Steven, more than a decade ago. Asked in the family and relationships, singles and dating section. So I press the top button on the cup for the cup holder.
Oh, the CD-ROM. So
I press the top button on my computer for the cup holder for my big gulp. Usually I go with the bottom cup holder, but I was feeling ballsy. But the big gulp got stuck, and now I don't know what to do. Help. And then there's a follow-up, an update. Well, How do I get the damn big gulp out?
I've got no words. No words.
I mean, there, we might have people that listen to this podcast that have the same questions. You know,
I think you slowly lift it out. Drink the liquid first through a straw.
Get a Mac.
Get a Mac, yeah. Get something without a CD-ROM.
Get something without, yeah.
Or an iPad. I used an iPad in the kitchen yesterday. I have an old iPad mini that has been aged for a while. And I found that when I'm like cooking, I often have like notes on my phone, which means I'm often like smearing stuff on my phone because I'm apparently just like a mess in the kitchen. I'm like, what the hell with that? I realized we have this iPad mini we're not using. So I charged it yesterday, put all my notes on there, and it had like timer and stuff. And I got to smear stuff on it. At the end, I was like, you know, paper towel, clean it off with a wipe, dry it off, whatever.
Perfect.
Also, the screen feels like it's plasticky. So
do you wear an apron when you cook?
Sometimes. I've been known to. Yeah, I didn't yesterday. Yesterday was a little weird.
I don't, but I should.
Yeah, that's my answer as well. Is that I'm always like, what am I doing?
But I do wear an apron when I'm doing stuff with the resin printer because I don't want to get resin on me. And that's probably a bigger deal than food stains, which will actually come out in the wash.
True.
My problem is if I wear an apron, I'm wearing long sleeves. I feel like my sleeves are just covered anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
So.
Asked by Tony, in society and culture, languages, more than 5 years ago. Is it possible to learn how to fly? Like, literally fly, like Goku? Or is that something that you can never learn how to do? And then
I would say it depends on your body mass and personal wingspan.
Sorry, Tony.
the further description of the question is it possible to fly? ? I want to get so strong that I teach myself how to fly, and not just like a little bit. I mean, I really want to learn how to acquire the skill and use it in my daily life, because that is something that will make me happy. Like Goku or like vegetables, because they are really cool.
I just picture you, no, not just a little bit, not just like a little off the ground. I really want to be flying.
I mean, I think my answer for Tony is only in Canada.
Only in Canada.
Yeah, see above. If you die in Canada, do you die in real life?
Yeah,
if you fly in Canada, do you fly in real life? That's the question.
Those are the good, or at least those are the Yahoo answers that I have.
What number was that? Was that 3 or 4?
The
number.
Seven. What are you asking?
How many questions
did I ask?
Is what Gary's trying to
I don't know.
Can we go with 3 or 4?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm happy.
Probably
with
4.
Answers.
There's one. Awesome. What did my dad say to me? 2. If you die in Canada, do you die in real life? 3. Yeah. My computer cup holder.
4.
And then 4
if you fly in Canada, you fly
flying. Yeah. Like literally flying though.
But not just like a little.
Settled.
Like literally, yeah. Actually flying, like Goku.
Oh.
In real life, like Goku.
My goodness.
Do you have any Gary questions for us?
Because less than a minute is the best time to answer Gary questions.
They're always short, and they don't need like a long descriptive answer, for sure.
They're always short, and they don't take 5 minutes
to
ask.
So Allison, I made him edit the question. You're right. Allison suggested a book a week ago, and it took me 5 days to read it, which is pretty good.
I was going to say, is that par for the course?
I have no idea. I don't really know how many pages it was because I read it on my iPad, but not the kitchen iPad, the other iPad.
500 and something, I think.
That's a lot. That's a lot of pages.
I fell in love with so many of the characters. And I am at this crossroads now. Like, do I want to read the next book? Or do I need to sit on it for a while and just remember what we had in case it doesn't go as well.
Thank you for listening to Binary Jazz. If you like this episode, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can visit us online at binaryjazz.us or follow us on Twitter at binaryjazz. Special thanks to Serpiente Negra Ensemble for the use of their tracks for our intro and outro music. You can find them online at serpientenegra.bandcamp.com. Don't forget that you can ask us a question through the forum on the website or on Twitter, and we'll read it aloud on the next episode of Binary Jazz.